Mercer County head football coach Andrew Hofer with us. Summer is almost over, kind of last organized event on Wednesday with the 7-on-7 at Pratt against Fulton.
Yeah, you know, it's been a busy July here. We've got a lot of good competition with some of the top-tier teams in the state. But, you know, all that's getting wrapped up, and we're ready for the real show coming on in a couple weeks here.
I know you had two bigger things in Washington and Maroa. So what'd you think of, reflect on the summer in general with this bunch?
No, I think you see a lot of positives. We've got a lot of guys that are learning, either are youthful at what they are in general or just inexperienced in their position. So you're seeing guys starting to kind of have that light bulb moment and where things are clicking a little bit. We're still not quite where we want to be, but that's why you build up, and we got three more weeks of practice leading up to that game on August 30th.
Yeah, and that's what's so amazing. We're officially less than 1 month away from the actual first game of the season when you look at the calendar. That's what really makes you realize that the season is, you know, basically here.
Yeah, I mean, this summer has kind of flown by. We had a little bit shorter summer because of all the snow days. But, yeah, it all kind of, you snap your fingers and it all kind of comes to a quick, abrupt end, and then it's a go time. So, yeah, I think we're all ready to play some real football. Everyone's had their fill of 7-on-7, and as much fun as that is, I think we're just ready to put on the pads and get it going.
Right, and then just as far as Monday, August the 12th, what does that, like, officially mean? Still a big deal for a guy who's been coaching for a while?
Yeah, I think you always get, you know, as a head coach, you get nervous, you're excited, a little bit of anxiety, but a lot of butterflies going into that first day. You never know what you really have until you get your full group there on August 12th, and you know, you're always excited to see how that team's going to gel and mesh. And you know, I think we've got a good group of guys this year, and you know, we've got to continue to gel and get better at what we do. And you know, if you do that, a lot of good things can happen.
And I know as we wrap up, we're talking to you on a Wednesday, so we know the kind of the high school sports season is here because you mentioned the parents' meeting to begin the season. Why are things like that so important, and why do you have to have things like that? And this is speaking, I guess, as an athletic director, too.
You know, I think you try to communicate with the parents as best as you can, with the students as best as you can, about all the things that come with being a part of an athletic team, whether it's getting a physical or your, you know, your pay-to-play, all the forms that you have to do and your team meetings and everything. There's just so much information that you have to get out there that, you know, some texts and phone calls and emails and all that doesn't necessarily quite do it justice. So it's nice to have those meetings at the beginning of the year to kind of lay a foundation with your parents and make sure that you're communicating and bringing a little bit more involvement into your program.
Andrew Hofer with us on WRMJ.
All right, thank you.